This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Yeah, I gotta keep dreaming, gotta keep going. Yeah, I gotta keep pushing, gotta keep breathing. Yeah, I gotta keep working. Yeah, this for the moment, I start with a million. And I want my mansion, so my family knows that. We are set for life, yeah, ain't nothing that's gonna take over. Shit, I'm gonna take it, but I grab it, I'ma have it. I've been cutting my habits, so I gotta do it, man. I tell them at this, cause I've been really butter, man. I want my status, damn. They gonna see that I do this, they gonna see that I get this dope. Now they say, oh shit, I can't do the same. Well, you kidding, bro, cause I spend my time just working. But I spend my time just grinding. But I spend my time in the studio with these lyrics, just combining. Just fortune all these diamonds, cause I made it from far. And nobody believed it, but I showed them what I was.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it. The truer words have never been said. It has never mattered who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Thursday, April the 24th of 2025, day 114th. Of the year, and only 251 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big.
Yep, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big as they do all the fun stuff on that side of the house. So, yep, no doubt about that in regards of what's going on today. So, yeah, maybe we'll go some Bond villain or climate activist, one or the other, as we're talking today. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, so don't worry about that. We're going to take you on the ride of your life in regards of what we have going on today. So in case you have not seen or heard this show before, our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of how we go about it. We talk a little bit about everything. We talk about news. We talk about safety. And then apparently today we're going to be doing some rumor mongering. So, but don't worry about that. We'll make sure to take care of you. Yeah, triangle, please. So there you go. A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff as we are going to be going through the rigmarole today. So if you want to interact with the show, easy way to do it. callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. We'll get you directly into the system, and then we'll go from there. Audio, video, and text messaging are the opciones as we are going through. So a lot of stuff, little things. You know, the fun stuff of life as we are going. Yep, that's how it is. So if you're good, I'm good, and we can go and start talking a little bit more about stuff. Let's go ahead and start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, notable and noteworthy, Elon Musk takes a step closer to essentially owning his own city. We'll talk about that here in just a tad a bit-o, if you may. Also, Kendrick Lamar leads the MAMA Awards. More about that as we get into show business. Also, a former football player, will try his hand at finding love on a new reality show, because, you know, that's going to be important to talk about. So I'll make sure to talk about that. And also, Prince Andrew develops a new hobby as he potters around the Royal Lodge. So that's it. That's what we got going on. No, like seriously, that's what we have going on today. So if you're good with this, I'm good with this. No, like for sure I'm good with this in regards to the stuff that's going on. So what else? Do we just want to, you know, just go free form, or do we just want to keep on going straight? You know, I get hung up on the free form stuff. I know we do it on Fridays and I'm a day early here, but you know, it takes us places in regards of where we are trying to go to from time to time. So that's why I ask. So should we start talking about this now or should I wait till later? Should we talk about Energy Safety Canada? I think we should talk about it now because, you know, we're going to be broadcasting live from there next week. And I would love to see you there. Just keep in mind that it's a little bit out of my normal time zone. So we'll see how this goes in that particular regards. Let me bring this into the screen arena if you're on the screen side of the house. So yeah, Energy Safety Canada. Let's just blow this up. I mean, I know you can see it in real time. But yeah, that's it. That's what we got going. We got some things going on here for sure. But you see, Energy Safety Canada, the event will be taking place next week in Banff. And Banff, the 28th through the 1st. Would love to see you there if you want to come and hang out for a bit. Yep. All kinds of speakers hanging out doing their thing. So yeah, if you want to come and hang out over there, would love to see you. Yep. 2025 Energy Safety Canada Conference and Trade Show. You still have time to register if you're interested in going. So just so you know. But like I said, we'll be broadcasting live from there. So we'll make sure that if you cannot make it this year, we give you the information of what is going on. Anyways, with that being said, I have my friends from Feature Story News waiting to talk a little bit about what's going on. So if you're good with this, I'm good with this. So let's go ahead and start talking about what's going on with the world of the news.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. India's closed its main border crossing with Pakistan after 26 people were killed by gunmen in Indian-administered Kashmir. It's also suspending a water-sharing treaty and expelling Pakistani diplomats, insisting it holds Pakistan responsible for the attack in Pahalgam. Pakistani officials deny the country had any role in the attack and have been meeting on Thursday to come up with their response to India's measures. US President Donald Trump's criticized Volodymyr Zelensky for insisting Ukraine would not recognize Russian control of Crimea. He says Zelensky is harming peace negotiations and the US has reiterated its threat to walk away if Ukraine and Russia don't reach a deal to end the war. But President Trump continues to insist an agreement is close.
I think we have a deal with both. I hope they do it because, you know, we spend a lot of money, but this is about a lot of humanity. This is the worst. I get the pictures, the satellite pictures. I've never seen anything like it of the fields after some of these battles. It's horrible that it's going for nothing. We would have never had this problem. You would have never had that war if I were president. I guarantee you that.
Thousands of mourners have been paying their final respects to Pope Francis, who's lying in state at the Vatican. Funeral proceedings on Saturday will take place before cardinals begin the process of electing a new pope. John Beaver reports from the Vatican.
You can see everybody streaming past me, making their way down towards St. Peter's, which is behind me. And there is various security checkpoints are in place. And then people can join the queue to go and see the Pope's body lying in state. It is a fairly lengthy queue, as you might imagine. It starts just outside the Basilica and goes all the way through the square, snaking round bits of the Vatican alongside the edge of it as well, out onto the streets of neighbouring Rome.
China's President Xi Jinping has committed the world's top polluter to more stringent curbs on greenhouse gas emissions over the next decade in global climate talks that took place without the US. He's also appeared to criticise the protectionism of Donald Trump's tariff policies amid China's ongoing trade war with the US. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
President Xi told a virtual meeting of the UN Security General and other heads of state that China would not slow down on its climate actions. Without naming a specific country, President Xi Jinping said a major country was keen on unilateralism and protectionism, which had seriously impacted international rules and order. China appears to be attempting to position itself on the world stage as a stable power and a counterweight to the unpredictability of Donald Trump and his trade policy. The U.S. has imposed 145% tariffs on Chinese products.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today is Australia on the brink of a political earthquake. With campaigning in the country's federal election moving into its final stage, the country's Greens think they may be on the brink of an historic achievement as they pledge to deliver real change if they end up holding the balance of power when all the votes are counted. Labour's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is exuding confidence about the election's outcome, trying to put a host of missteps behind him, and his main opponent, the Liberal Party's Peter Dutton, may not have enough time to stage a final comeback. But Rhett Birney, a political commentator in Canberra, says the Greens may be the party to watch.
We're looking at headlines today across Australian media where the Greens Party have actually quite confidently come out to in press conferences and said, well, look, whenever we go into caretaker mode, the Labor Party's colour is red, Liberal Party's is blue. Most government departments have to prepare incoming briefs, one red and one blue, the blue one if they flip to a different government. The Greens have come out today and said, well, you need to get ready for a green incoming briefing document. We are quite confident that we're going to hold a balance of power where we'll have a lot more power in the Senate, but also across the federal seats to really push for some of the changes that we're promoting.
And Election Day is May the 3rd. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, India's closed its main border crossing with Pakistan after 26 people were killed by gunmen in Indian-administered Kashmir. US President Donald Trump's criticized Volodymyr Zelensky for insisting Ukraine wouldn't recognize Russian control of Crimea. Thousands of mourners have been paying their final respects to Pope Francis at the Vatican, and China's President Xi Jinping has committed the world's top polluter to more stringent curbs on greenhouse gas emissions. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, this doesn't feel right. This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now. Wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves only on Safety FM.
No, self-implosion and airwaves always seem to be kind of a good combination of things to talk about as we are hanging out here on this lovely Thursday. It is 17 minutes past the top of the hour, just in case you are wondering about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. No doubt there. So let's do it, because you know we have to start off with it, because we wouldn't talk about anything else besides that we have to get to the swamp at some point. We have to talk about tariffs. Tariff talk. President Trump said during a remark in the Oval Office on Wednesday that he anticipates finalizing tariff rates with China in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Trump said that China doesn't come to the table before then. He'll set the price and let them decide how to proceed. They can make a determination whether or not they want to do business with the United States or no, Trump said. For their part, a spokesperson in China's foreign ministry said on Wednesday, "We don't want to fight, but we are not afraid of it. If we fight, we'll fight to the end. If we talk, the door is wide open." Oh, lovely.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Just kind of the way that it goes. Also, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent underscored the commitment to secure a deal with China and the new trade terms done quickly during Wednesday's morning speech that sent the stocks soaring. Notably said, Scott, that America first doesn't mean America alone. So, I mean, how do we normally would say this? Welcome to the spin cycle, because that's what it sounds like, right? It's just like, it's magic. So there you go. It's magic is the way that it goes. So there it is. Let's continue talking about some other stuff. Also, voting is underway in southern Texas to determine whether a new town can be incorporated called Starbase, Texas, a longtime project of SpaceX head Elon Musk. Of the 279 people who currently live in the 1.5 square mile area, would become a new town. about 250 moved to the area in the last few years to be part of SpaceX, whose campus would compose most of the new municipalities. In fact, voting was held by SpaceX building that typically is closed to the public. Voters are selecting the town's government. Only one candidate is running for mayor, SpaceX security manager Gunnar Milburn. Milburn? Really? Not Milburn? Okay, Milburn. And there are three SpaceX employees vying for the two town commissioner slots. Incorporating the city gives must have less ability to expedite approvals to the infrastructure to accommodate what he envisions as being the all-encompassing company town for SpaceX staff and their families. Voting is open until May the 3rd. I got a question for you. Just wondering, isn't there like a resort in Florida owns about 90 miles of land that did something similar to this or kind of wanted to do something similar to this? And I know that we're talking about two different states here, Texas and Florida, but they just are ran the same, similar, very similar. Didn't the one in Florida end up with a whole bunch of crap because some way that they decided that they wanted to vote? I'm just asking. So would this kind of be something similar for good old SpaceX land over here? What was it? What did they want to do? What did they want to call it? Starbase. Starbase, Texas. That kind of makes you wonder how some of the towns get titles and what they're called and all that kind of fun stuff when you start thinking about it now, when you hear something like that, right? Kind of makes you wonder.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, Rated R Safety Show. It's time to play Bond villain or climate change activist. I don't know. The British government is reportedly in the final stages of approving a new technology that would deploy chemicals into the atmosphere to reflect sunlight away from the Earth in an effort to control the weather. And and if there's one of the Britain is known for is for sunny climates. Said no one ever, but I mean, get something to think about. It sounds very Matrixy. We scorched the sky because we knew it gave it power. Anyways, the Advanced Research and the Invention Agency is gearing up to dole out about 50 million pounds worth of grants in the coming weeks for small controlled outdoor experiments on particular approaches, says one program director. Don't worry, the grants will prohibit the release of any toxic chemicals. So what could go wrong? This is according to the Daily Mail. It gets interesting. I mean, like, I understand ideas and having ideas of coming up with stuff. But, man, I always say, don't you want to test that model before you move forward? Like, you want to reflect the sun elsewhere. Okay. I swear I've watched a lot of superhero movies and stuff like that that plays that kind of thing. Wasn't there like a sun god in Superman 4 or something, the quest for peace or something along those lines? I know we're going deep into the weeds there. But some stuff to talk about for sure. So I don't know. Gets interesting as we are talking. Okay, so you could never drink and drive, you know, you should never drink and drive, and shouldn't drink and drive if you're working, and really shouldn't drink and drive if you're in a mail carrier. Yep. A Florida woman, WTF, welcome to Florida. A Florida woman has been arrested, accused of attending a house party in Melbourne while on her route or route, depending on who you talk to. She was later busted for driving the wrong way and swerving in and out of traffic in South Harbour City Boulevard. For any readers who may be familiar with the local geography of Melbourne, when police made contact with a 33-year-old, Caitlin Dye, D-Y-E, appeared confused and disoriented, according to the police report, and failed a field sobriety test. Dye said that she only had two shots of vodka and was swerving because she was falling asleep. She's been booked in Brevard County Jail. So, some good times. No? I mean, I'm just saying, some good times. What's going on? I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. I remember I worked at a very popular retail place a long time ago. And I remember one of the managers decided to go to a strip joint and then got arrested. And it was a district manager to make it even better. Got arrested by going to this gentleman's club because apparently he was trying to acquire more services than what they actually offer there. And he was arrested and put on the news inside of his little uniform shirt. Yeah, good times. I mean, people found out right away. You know how this is. So I swear that there was a lady inside of that store, this retailer, that her goal in life was to see how many mugshots she could acquire as life was going on in regards to the people that worked there. Or maybe I just worked with a whole bunch of thugs. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was one or the other. Oh, that's good. Lost the system there. I guess these things happen. Anyway, so let's continue talking about some other things inside of the world of the multiverse, because why would we not talk about some of the other stuff that is going on inside of the world-o? Because that's what we do real quick. Anyways, President Trump continues to publicly turn the screws on President from Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky. Yes, Vladimir Zelensky, he's turning the screws on him. That's what it looks like. After Zelensky told the Wall Street Journal that he was not willing to cede control to Crimea to Russia, Trump accused Zelensky of sabotaging an ongoing negotiation. In a Truth Social post, Trump wrote, "The statement is very harmful to the peace negotiations with Russia and the Crimea lost years ago under the auspices of President Barack Hussein Obama." Yes, he used that whole thing. And not even at the point of discussion. In parallel, Vice President J.D. Vance said on Wednesday that both the Ukraine and Russia need to agree to hold the current territory lines in order to secure a ceasefire further peace negotiations. Raising the stakes, Vance said that the U.S. would step away from the peace process if both countries couldn't agree on these basic terms. So, what do you think here? Because it sounds like things are going kind of weird in La La Land. I mean, what else would you call it? I don't know how else you would even reference any of this. As I look at all this stuff, I always think that the world is weird when it comes to making sense on how we're going to do stuff. I look at it as, should we be interfering with everything that goes on inside of the world? That's number one. And then number two, as we do agree, at what cost do we agree to help out? I mean, it's some stuff to talk about. Definitely some things to think about as we are going. So I don't know. It sounds like there's blood on the floor in the town of New Haven. So I don't know. A lot of stuff there. That's a Doors reference, just in case. So let's continue talking. Let's talk about the numbers. The Dow gained about 419 points to close at 39,606 on Wednesday. The S&P increased by 88 points to close at 5,375. And the NASDAQ gained 407 points to close at 16,708. West Texas Intermediate closed at $62 a barrel and Brent crude was at $65 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was, let's see, $3.17 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin took off on Wednesday, trading up about $93,000. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $60 million jackpot or a $26.9 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there. Let's talk about some showbiz news real quick before we get into our main story. Kendrick Lamar leads the nominations for American Music Awards with 10, including Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, and more. Behind him is Post Malone with 8. While Billie Eilish, Chappelle Roan, and Shaboozey landed with 7 nods, Jennifer Lopez will host the award show, which airs live from Las Vegas on May the 26th. This is according to Deadline on what's going on. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse is the way that we talk about this stuff. So would love to discuss. I'm still kind of hung up about this space camp, or what is it? Is it called space camp? I don't want to screw up the name again. Starbase Town. I think it's an interesting concept. Have you seen this town? I don't know if there's pictures. Is there pictures? Because then I had to give like some level of weird descriptors as we're talking. Let me see if I can pull it up. Let me see. Nope, it's not. It's not any. Not any pictures. But if you go to what is it? Ballotpedia. BALOTOTPEDIA.org, and type in Starbase, it'll come up. And it's Starbase's incorporated village in Texas, established city of Starbase Initiative on May the 25th. Gives you all the breakdown of what they're trying to do, measure, and so on. So, I mean, I think it gets interesting. And I know I normally don't try to go back to a story that we've already started. But it seems interesante, to say the least. So there you go. There you go. So with that being said, what else do you want to talk about? Because we got a lot of stuff to do and little time to do so. Our main story will start here in just a few moments. By the way, I haven't mentioned this in a hot minute, but we need to start talking about this again because I guess, let's see, I have not mentioned it, but Conklin Conference 4 is coming up. Yeah, not that far away if you really kind of put the measure in. It is September the 9th through the 11th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Yep. That's what we'll be doing. The 9th through the 11th. If you want to come and hang out, we'll talk about some stuff related to what's going on inside of the world, though. And would love to see you there. We'll also do some discussions about human and organizational performance because that's kind of what we do. We talk about that. We'll talk about some signal stuff. We'll talk about learning teams. We'll talk about a little bit of everything of what's going on. Now, the funny part is that conferences happen all over the place. And there's conferences here and there's conferences there. And you can go to this conference and that conference and so on. But what I always love is when we start looking at conferences and then you kind of start getting controversy. And those are always the fun ones because I love how people are. I just love how things work out from time to time. And maybe that should be part of our focus today when we get into our main story. So it is close enough. Oh, it is 32 right now. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and get into our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this because not sure where to start. Let's go with the all right folks. Let's talk about the philosophical brawl that's happening right now in the safety world. And it started in Vancouver. Yeah, in Vancouver, the Western Conference of Safety. Yeah. Our friend of the show, Jeff Lith and Bruce Jackson, put on a session called Investigations Done Differently. Sounds innocent, right? I mean, it sounds like a pretty innocent way of taking an approach of doing investigations. Well, there are some things that they threw down big concept-wise. You know, error is normal, blame fixes nothing, and maybe, and just maybe, we should stop, you know, treating investigations like corporate crime scenes. You know, this is simple stuff to talk about. Now, Jeff's a friend, so we'll also, you know, he also runs a book club, so I also know that he'll be discussing this line by line. And if he's listening right now, Jeff, this is where we're going to take the weird turn, just so you know. And by the way, it's probably, what is it? It's 7:33, it's 3 hours behind, so if you're listening, I don't know why you're awake at this time. But after the session, a well-known advocate for traditional behavior-based safety jumped into the public conversation with a post, you know, in what we call rated R terms, basically said, despite all the razzmatazz around HOP, no one has shown any proof that it reduces incidents or injuries. Maybe it strayed too far from the roots of human performance improvement. That's what the person posted on LinkedIn, because I will go with LinkedIn. And now, where do we begin with everything? So first off, razzmatazz? Really? is a hell of a word of choice here. It makes hop sound like a Vegas magic act. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. But let's give this some time to take care. It's not trolling. It's real concern. Does hop work? Yeah, I understand the question. And it just feels like, you know, it feels good framing it with no impact. So let's answer it. Let's answer it the way that we like to answer stuff inside of our shows, because what else would we be doing around here? So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this real quick. If we were waiting for a double-blind peer review meta-analysis before we shift the way that we treat people after a near miss, well, then congratulations. We'll still be reading clipboard notes while taking the while we watch the house burn down around us. Kind of how it is. So you want science. Here's some signal. I'm going to give you some signal. Are you familiar with Amy Edmondson's work, you know, work of psychological safety? Just a question. Proven, you know, the correlation to error reporting, learning behaviors, and team adaptation. No theory here, just repeatable outcomes. Carl Wick? You got familiar? Okay. Showed how high reliability organizations don't survive because they eliminate error. They survive because they expect it and design around it. There's another guy. There's another guy that I should probably mention. James Reason? Yeah, he created the Swiss cheese model. Not to assign blame, but to visualize how systems fail when multiple small weaknesses align. And the Department of Energy? Familiar with them? They embedded human performance principles across the nuclear ops. And guess what? Less blame, better learning, and more robust operations. So it's not razzmatazz. It's architecture. It responds to design as admitting that maybe people aren't the problem. They're the truth the system doesn't want to hear from. So let's kind of come back a little bit for a moment. You should know that what the old safety playbooks did really well was optics, dashboard, compliance, theater. And you know what it didn't do well? Ask why the same damn incidents keep happening every physical quarter, why we pretend that safety moments at the meetings solved it. Hop isn't here to compete with behavior-based safety. I don't think that's ever been the case. It's here to say, what if the behavior isn't the root cause, but the final output of thousands of design flaws stacked on top of each other? And maybe, just maybe, that feels like Hop strayed from HBI roots. Because it stopped being about system control and started about being about human understanding. Now, back to our guy, Jeff. He's out there flipping the checklist like a bingo night and asking people, what was your best decision today? And weirdly, that's working because it reframes investigations from what failed to what was holding it together until it didn't. That's not fluffy. That's forensic clarity. So here's the deal. The real question isn't whether if Hop has the data, it's whether we're even measuring the right things to begin with. Because the entire proof of safety success is declining incident rates, but nobody trusts the system enough to report anything, then you're not safe. You're just blind. And if we're hooked on the idea that safety is a product of perfect behavior instead of resilient systems, then we're just stuck. We're complicit. So let me kind of give you this. So let's ask you this one question for our little philosopher out there. If the systems you built only works when nobody makes the mistakes, what exactly, like seriously, what exactly did you build?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. DIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. DIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion, available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Back on my own, yeah. I'm
make them all believe. Nothing, they told me I was a kid. They never will complete it, never do just all these things. But they don't even know me, they don't know what I can bring. It's thunder out the sky, I'm electric with these things. Like I'm so electric, I'm about to do it, I put in the work and I still don't get this. I'm on my ship and I'm sailing the west, hey, homie, I just be the captain. I'm showing my brothers and people the way that we move, like we about to get this. Homie, we're working so hard.
Okay, here we go. Rated R Safety Show. Still hanging out on this lovely Thursday. Yep, it goes something like this. This is right here. This is God Mode. With some action. That's the name of the song. Readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Just so you know. Yep. Boom, boom. Shot, shot, baby. Stop. There you go. There you go. Okay, so I'd like to thank God Mode for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Always a good time when we're doing our deed. So a lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, no doubt about that. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and that healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's going to be information related to all kinds of fun stuff related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support. I know some people will go, why are you talking about some fun stuff? Because you have to look at it from a different lens. It's stuff to talk about. Listen, there's guides, there's help, there's all kinds of stuff on this website, TWLOHA.com. I will tell you, some people will go, well, this is not a normal conversation that we should be having out in the public. Well, it is. It is. And that's part of the combo. If we don't talk about it, nobody will ever know about it. If we don't have these, you want discussions to change, you have to start talking about some of these things. And that's where sometimes people like stuff and some people don't, and it's okay. But TWLOHA.com, just go there. Go to the Find Help section. If you don't want to go there in particular and you're like, yeah, that's probably not too much for me, or that's a little bit too much for me, go to self-care. Just go to the self-care section. Take a look around. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's what we need to do. And let's take a look-see. We haven't done a Did You Know in quite some time, now that I think about it. But I guess we'll get to that at some point. What do we have going? Should we talk about how to stop? I don't want to do that one. Well, I don't want to do that. Let's talk about news of the weird. A teenager had been rescued from inside a large claw game after he climbed in to steal the prize. The incident occurred in a Carowinds theme park in Charlotte, North Carolina, where the spokesperson said that they were made aware of a 13-year-old male who had climbed inside of a claw machine called the Cosmic XL Bonus Game. The game is about 6.5 feet tall and nearly about 5 feet wide, making it much bigger than the average claw game. A medical response team was summoned, which unlocked the machine, and the boy climbed out. Now, don't start laughing at the kid. I mean, aren't there some things that you did as a teen, well, that actually seemed pretty funny at the time? Maybe that's something to think about. What else? A Chinese couple visiting South Korea took revenge on the Airbnb host who refused to cancel their booking by using 120 tones of tons of water, as well as thousands of dollars worth of gas, electricity, and other utility. At first, the owner noticed that nothing out of the ordinary about his guests, other than them asking him if they were on any surveillance cameras. Little did they know that they were plotting their revenge. It was only after 25-day booking that ended that the gas company contacted the owner about the sharp increase in consumption, leaving him to cover a massive utility bill. He later learned that the couple had used enough water for 8 adults to use in about 2 months, plus huge amounts of electricity. Now, for a very similar reason, I no longer rent the room out to students. So there you go. Some stuff to think about, as always. Airbnb revenge. Not really something I thought we would ever discuss, but I guess we're there now. That's the way that it goes. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our life because he gives us the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Brian. John Stewart said, "Insomnia is my greatest inspiration. I've been there. I'm actually getting more sleep these days, but there were times in my youth where I'd be okay with only a few hours of sleep every night. During these times, when everyone else was enjoying their slumber, I'd work on projects that I didn't have time to do during the day. I built some websites, I worked on fun radio campaigns, I designed projects that I couldn't work on until everybody else in the house was awake. It was a quiet time, and I seemed to get more done. But now, I'm excited to get a little more sleep. But I can still burn the midnight oil if needed."
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Bonnie Ware is a nurse who spent several years caring for patients in the last 12 weeks of their lives. When questioned about any regrets they had, common themes surfaced again and again. One, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself. Two, I wish I'd spent more time with my family. Three, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. Four, I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. Five, I wish that I'd let myself be happier. As you look back over your life, what is your greatest regret? Lord Jesus, show us how to live so that when we are facing death, we'll have no regrets. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Israeli military actions have continued in the Gaza Strip, resulting in Palestinian casualties. Recent strikes reportedly killed more than a dozen people, including women and children. Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
Health officials in Gaza report a significant rise in attacks over the past 48 hours, with dozens killed. The actions violate the terms of the recent ceasefire agreement. These events follow reports that Israel also destroyed heavy equipment needed for rescue and recovery efforts in the region.
Reports from Syria indicate widespread violence is continuing in the western part of the country. Human rights monitors claim hundreds of Alawite civilians have been killed in recent massacres.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights attributes the killings to groups linked with the transitional government's defense ministry. These reprisal attacks target minority groups amid ongoing clashes between transitional forces and those loyal to the former Assad regime. The total death toll from the recent fighting reportedly exceeds 1,000 people in just a few days. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Hostilities have resumed in Ukraine following the conclusion of a brief Easter ceasefire declared by Russia. Ukrainian officials report new Russian missile and drone attacks across the country.
One missile strike hit the city of Kryvyi Rih, reportedly killing four people and injuring others at a hotel. Elsewhere, drone attacks targeted areas including Dobropilia and Bohodukiv, resulting in further civilian casualties. Ukraine had accused Russia of violating the ceasefire even before it officially ended. Jim Kender reporting.
The Vatican has announced the funeral arrangements for Pope Francis following his recent passing. The service is scheduled to be held this Saturday, April 26th at St. Peter's Basilica.
Pope Francis's body will lie in state until the funeral, allowing mourners to pay their respects. Cardinals from around the globe are now converging on the Vatican. They will soon begin the conclave process to elect his successor as the leader of the Catholic Church. Jessica Oakley reporting.
The deadline for Americans to obtain a real ID for domestic air travel is rapidly approaching on May 7th. Without a real ID-compliant driver's license or other accepted identification, passengers will be denied boarding.
Many states are reportedly facing a rush as residents try to update their IDs before the deadline. This federal requirement stems from security measures recommended after the September 11th attacks. Travelers are urged to check their state's specific requirements and processing times to ensure compliance. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Harvard University has initiated legal action against the Trump administration over a significant funding freeze. The lawsuit challenges the withholding of approximately $2.2 billion in federal funds.
This move follows broader tensions between the administration and several universities regarding federal funding and institutional policies. More than 100 universities recently issued a joint letter criticizing what they termed political interference in education. The outcome of this lawsuit could have major implications for federal funding of higher education institutions nationwide. Lawrence Keller reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Oh, yeah, some Radio Big, some Safety FM, some hanging out on the Rated R Safety Show is what we have going on. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2018, the Golden State serial killer is identified after 40 years, James DeAngelo. 72, former police officer is arrested for 12 killings and 50 rapes in California during the 1970s and the 80s. The break in the case came after authorities were able to get a sample of DNA from an item discarded by DeAngelo, which matched several samples that had been taken from his victims. The following year, he would plead guilty to 13 counts of first-degree murder, as well as 13 counts of kidnapping and sentenced to multiple consecutive life sentences. That happened back on this day, back in 2018. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Jordan Fisher turns 31. Ash turns 32. Leah Meeser turns 33. So does Jack Quaid and Joey Curry. Carly Pierce turns 35. Kellen Quinn turns 39. Kelly Clarkson turns 43. Austin Nichols turns 45. Chipper Jones, 53. Cedric the Entertainer turned 61, Boris Williams, 68, Jean-Paul Gaultier turned 73, Phil Robertson turned 79, Barbara Streisand turns 83, and Shirley MacLaine turns 91 today. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, take your daughters and sons to work day. And then what else do we have? Because you know it's never going to end just right there. National Pig in a Blanket Day. That's an interesting combo of things going on. I mean, I'm just saying. So there it is. What else? Do you need a random joke for today? Well, I have one of those for you because, you know, we have to give it to you. We have to give it to you. The pros and cons of making food. Pros, food. Cons, making. Well, kind of simple. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. The weekend is almost here. What food do you crave often the most during the weekend? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Question 39% of us admit that they have lied to a friend to avoid this. What is it? Helping them move. Well, I get it. They say your true friends will help you move. I don't think anybody's ever helped me move that I haven't paid. Weird. Okay, so that's it. That's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so, hanging out doing the stuff that we do inside of the world of music and entertainment, if you would like to come over there. If you don't want to go over there, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Yep, that's what he'll be doing here on Safety FM, so there you go. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, let me go ahead and do that. Happiness is a gift. And the trick is not expecting it, but to delight in it when it comes. Some stuff to think about. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly. I spend my time in the studio with these lyrics, just combine it, just fortune all these diamonds.